Morning, everyone. In the interest of time, we'll go ahead and get started this morning. I'm Liz Teetsort. I'm a grant specialist with Children's Trust Fund. And so welcome this morning to the McVee Expansion Informational Meeting. This meeting, as you've just heard, is being recorded, and this will be shared on our website probably later this week following this call, and then will be shared out for those who may not have been able to attend. Or if you would like to reference back to this with any questions you may have. In regards to questions, Amy Seeloff, our grant supervisor and home visiting director, she'll be monitoring the chat throughout the call. We will hold questions till the end. And so I will go through the presentation and the information this morning. Should take probably 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes, and that'll give us probably a good 30-minute window at the end to have any questions. So if you want to hold your questions, that's fine. Or if you'd like to put them into the chat so you don't forget them, that is okay as well. Also, regarding chat, you might have already seen there is a link to please sign in so that we can send out any communications to you for attending today. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. So first, just a general overview of what is McVee. McVee is the Maternal Infant Early Childhood Home Visiting Program. It is a federally funded home visiting program that targets counties based on a required needs assessment. These home visiting programs prioritize services to communities and families who are most at risk for poor maternal, infant, and child health outcomes. And the purpose is to support a positive health outcome, improve child development, and strengthen family economic self-sufficiency. Specifically, the McVee program helps pregnant women and parents of young children improve health and well-being for themselves and their families. And the program does this by partnering with trained home visitors with families to set and achieve these goals. For the purpose of McVee, as it states here, CTF, we are the state intermediary of the program to you, the home visiting providers and grantees. There are, as mentioned, there is a needs assessment that is conducted. There are 30 eligible counties that were identified in the Missouri 2020 McVee needs assessment of eligible counties that were met those high risk needs or factors. And so currently, McVee is in 14 counties. Those are indicated in this darker blue. And there are a total of seven local implementing agencies who are implementing that McVee program. We are proposing to expand McVee to four additional counties. And when I say four additional, Jackson, although it does currently have McVee services, it is only isolated to a school district. So we are proposing to expand further within Jackson County. So we CTF is targeting the counties of Cass, Jackson, Scott, and Washington. Because of the 30 counties that were identified in that most recent needs assessment, these counties have the highest number of young children living in poverty and with little to no amount of McVee funding available within those counties. We are placing a heavy emphasis on serving families in high poverty areas as we seek to broaden the impact of home visiting services in Missouri to reach families with that greatest need of that community support. CTF will be considering one or more 1-year contracts with no limit on what is eligible for the applicants to request of that 800,000. These 1-year contracts will be given the option to renew their contracts in fiscal year 28. The initial contracts will have a term of 1 year. You will then have that option to renew in fiscal year 28 with the subject to performance and funding availability. Grantees will then be eligible for up to 3 1-year renewals. And the award amounts are going to be based on need and funds available and are subject to change from year to year. So, a part of McVee, there are legislative requirements. These legislative requirements are the key outcomes that show the areas of that McVee is seeking for those improvements in the community. So, the key outcomes include the prevention of child maltreatment. And positive impacts in the areas of child and maternal health, child development, school readiness, parent-child interactions, and family economic self-sufficiency. In order to be eligible to apply for these funds, the applicants would need to be already an established and operational home visiting provider with experience in providing early childhood home visiting services. Utilize a McVee approved evidence-based home visiting model and ability to demonstrate fidelity to this model. And if you have questions on what is a HOMB MCVE approved evidence-based model, there was a link provided within the RFP in the resource section. Also be able to deliver year-round services with a minimum of 1 to 2 visits a month. Ensure that the home visiting staff are trained in the model and the topics required. Current MCVE local implementing agencies are also eligible to apply if they are operating within those 4 counties of expansion that were identified. Additionally, successful applicants will already be a part of or be willing to become a partner of the coordinated referral and intake system, the CRIS system, where the home visiting referrals come through. And through this will is through your regional home visiting collective impact site. Additionally, you will communicate with your regional collective impact site to learn more about how you can participate in community meetings and participate within your CI sites. Also, participate in professional development training and quality improvement activities as required by CTF. Participate fully in the MCVE 3-tiered continuous quality improvement process or the CQI process. Participate in the MCVE Family Satisfaction Survey annually with enrolled participants that is coordinated by CTF. The survey is coordinated by CTF. Ensure services are provided in a manner that is sensitive to cultural, ethnic, religious, and diversity issues, including appropriateness of presentations that you would be providing to personnel and program materials. Further, also continued eligibility requirements. Within 60 days of being awarded, you would ensure any new hires who are onboarded or scheduled begin marketing, and you'll begin your marketing, and also any potential marketing with your potential home visiting referral partners and your area providers in the area you'll be making those referrals. And then recruitment of families would begin within that 60 day, following the 60 days of award. Within 180 days of the contract being issued, the contractor will provide home visiting services to families to be at and or near your full implementation caseload capacity based on your model and best practice standards. Coordinate services to ensure the complex and diverse needs of the identified at-risk communities are being met, and then fulfill the grant requirements outlined within HRSA guidelines. Additional eligibility requirements are you would be implementing program services with fidelity to your model and would adhere to the policies, procedures, and data collection requirements set forth by CTF, which we'll cover further in the slides. And then also be trained in and utilize a CTF-approved REDCap database to record the core Metra data collection metrics, which include our MCVE performance measures, the demographics, and forms. I will cover the MCVE performance measures in a later slide as well if there may be any questions on those. So with this funding, awarded grantees will be required to provide evidence-based home visiting services to eligible families as defined by MCVE legislative requirements. The home visiting provider will ensure that the participation of each eligible individual and or family in the program is voluntary and that services are provided to the eligible individuals and families in accordance with the individual assessments to identify the specific needs. Legislative requirements as defined by MCVE for eligible families is that it is services are to a woman who is pregnant and or the father of the child and the father of the child if the father is available, or a parent or primary caregiver with the PCG standing for primary caregiver of a child, including grandparents, relatives of the child, foster parents who are serving as the child's PCG from birth to kindergarten entry, and including non-custodial parents who has an ongoing relationship with and or at times provide physical care for the child. So family participation requirements also include, so per legislation priority for services through MCVE, eligible or family participation requires include that eligible families would reside within those identified counties. And so for this expansion opportunity, again, it would be Cass, Jackson, Scott, or Washington. Low-income eligible families, that is the 185% federal poverty level or below. Eligible families include a pregnant woman who has not attained the age of 21, families who have a history of child abuse or neglect, or who have had interactions with the child welfare system. Families that have a history of substance abuse or are in need of substance abuse treatment. Continued eligible families is that they would have the users of tobacco products within the home, families where the primary caregiver or children currently reside in the home have experienced or are currently experiencing low student achievement, families with children who have developmental delays or disabilities, primary caregivers who have or are serving in the armed forces. So these are the priority requirements. Use of MCBE funds. So this shows what the funds can be used for: staff time, travel expenses related to administering the home visiting services, model cost, IT and technical support related to administering, providing, and/or participating within in the home visiting services, marketing and outreach to help facilitate access to home visiting services, any professional development activities and trainings, CQI activities. Incentives that are reasonable and justifiable for participating families. So books, toys, hygiene related items, safety related items, grocery cards or gift cards to baby or child stores. This does exclude phone cards and then also specific basic family needs. For incentives, these must be monitored. So the use of gift cards have to be monitored to include approval processes, logging locally, family acknowledgments, and attempts to ensure that there are restrictions on the gift card, such as there cannot be a purchase of tobacco, alcohol, or firearms on a gift card. So typically gift cards, you can purchase those without that having a restricted access. You also, before incentives are provided, to purchase and provide supplies, the programs must first ensure supplies cannot be accessed elsewhere within the community. Or through any other family support programming. Additional use of funds, indirect costs necessary to the performance of the project not to exceed 10%, with the exception of 15% if you already have an approved federal NICRA, of that total contract amount. Each month, awarded grantees will invoice CTF, by the 15th of the following month of the expenses being incurred for that reimbursement of already approved expenses. Okay, so the award and grant requirements. So contracting and payment, as just discussed, invoices are due by the 15th of the month following the month in which the expenses occurred. Payments will be made in arrears within 90 days of CTF's receipt of that invoice, and then payment is conditional upon CTF's approval of that invoice and funds being available. You will be provided with an invoice. The awarded grantees will be provided with an invoice template. And then the agency will invoice us again monthly for those to be reimbursed. Flex spending is allowed up to 10% of the total award between already approved line items and expenses. If additional flex or a new budget item request is needed, a budget amendment can be issued through the last quarter of that funding year. With that 10% flex spending, the actual CTF provided invoice would not change. CTF will provide any new updated invoice following any formal budget amendments. Additionally, grantees must be registered as a vendor with the state of Missouri through the Missouri Buys e-procurement system. All CTF grantees must also participate in the E-Verify program, have no taxes due to the state of Missouri, and be in good standing with the federal government. So award and grant requirements continued. So background checks, the contractor must ensure that all employees and volunteers having direct contact with children younger than the age of 18 of age through their CTF funded program complete required background checks. And so this includes registering with the Family Care Safety Registry, the FCSR, and providing those screening results to the employer prior to working with children. Those must be completed annually. These fees can be included within your project budget. Also complete a state and national fingerprint-based criminal background check as part of the hiring process, the Missouri Volunteer and Employee Criminal History Services Program. Also, if there has been any personnel or any employees who have resided in another state and are working in Missouri or who have relocated to Missouri within the last 5 years, you would also have that employee provide documentation of a criminal background screening from that previous state in which they have worked or lived, which would include a child abuse or neglect and criminal background screening check. Award and grant requirements for the fiscal and programmatic documentation. Fiscal documentation will include proof of expense and proof of your payment for all billings submitted to CTF. And then programmatic documentation will include evidence of the goods and/or services rendered and all data necessary to fulfill the reporting and monitoring requirements. Upon the request of CTF, awardees will allow authorized representatives of CTF and the State Auditor's Office to access all records related to the project. CTF maintains the right to audit said records for a period of 5 years from the termination date of contract. And the privacy of all participants in programs funded by CTF are will be protected through intentionality and as required by federal and state laws. And the awardees will be asked to comply with the CTF privacy policy. There's a link to the privacy policy provided within the resource section of the RFP. Okay, moving on to data collection requirements. The contractor will agree to collect and enter and report on the CTF core data collection, which are the MCV performance measures, and also on the demographics and forms as required. As part of the grant requirements, the contractor must utilize the CTF approved Red Cap project for the aligned data collection. Funding at the local level to complete the required data, including computer hardware, should be requested and concluded with and include it within the proposal. You would also comply with any with the CTF Red Cap database policy usage guidelines. Again, a link of that was provided within the RFP. And then also agree to participate within the MCV three-tiered CQI process, which includes a level one, which is a local team meeting, level two, which is an interagency, and then level three is the state level, which includes review of data and quality reporting. So as discussed, the measures of the data that you would be collecting are based on the MCV performance measures. MCV measures are the foundation and are the core data collection for alignments that has been mentioned, and the shared metrics show the impact of home visiting across all funding sources. And so here it shows you the benchmarks of MCV, which are their six benchmarks with 19 performance measures within those. And so the benchmarks include improved maternal and newborn health, reduce child injuries, maltreatment, and emergency department visits, improve school readiness and achievement, reduce crime and domestic violence, improve family economic self-sufficiency, improve coordination and referrals for community resources. And these are the 19 MCV performance measures. I would encourage all of you to review these performance measures and to be familiar with the data requirements. There was a link to the performance measures that can be found within the resource section of the RFP that does go into greater detail regarding each of these performance measures and how those are captured. So the application process for this MCV expansion funding is listed here. And the application was provided within that RFP. And so you would complete the CTF application and then the application certification. And then the following documentation listed here and would be submitted by the end of the day on May 31st, 2026. You can email those to me, which my email address is there included. And then if you also have any questions, of course, completing this, always reach out to myself or to Amy Seeloff, and I'll provide that contact at the end of the call as well. But your application would include, as I said, the what is provided here. So documentation of your current accreditation, registration and or affiliation with a home visiting model of your choice that it falls within the MCV require or approved models, the detailed program budget for year one, your operating budget for the current year, which includes your income and expenses, provide proof of evidence or of active nonprofit status, or documentation of being a qualified governmental entity in IRS Form 990 if applicable, your most financial audit summary reports, and a high-level organizational chart of leadership and staff pertaining to this to the project, and then also your current list of board of directors and their affiliations. So award notifications. Upon review and of the received applications, soft notifications for award will begin the week of August 10th, 2026, with official CTF board approval occurring later in September of 2026. Following the CTF board approval, awardees will be notified of their official approval following that board approval and official contract will have a begin date of September 30th, 2026. The first year of award is September 30th, 2026 to September 29th of 2027. And so this is our contact information. As I said, I'm Liz Tietzort. I'm the grant specialist overseeing the MCBE expansion, and then Amy Seeloff is the grant supervisor and home visiting program director. A copy of these slides are going to be posted to our website following this call, as well as a link to the recording. I know that there's likely questions, so we can go ahead and open. Oops, sorry, I did not mean to stop sharing. I'll put that back up there so you guys can write that down if you need to. But if you do have any questions, please feel free to unmute, or if there's any in chat, Amy, I will turn it over to you.
I think we've had one question so far, and it was about the participation requirements of the participants. And if I'm following correctly, please correct me, Summer, if the question was a little bit different, but I think it was the slide having to do with legislative requirements and the priority population. And so that is correct. Those requirements are part of enrollment requirements. It is a priority population. So that does mean that MCBE agencies may take participants who are outside of that priority if they have availability on their caseloads, but that is the priority population of MCBE, and those are enrollment requirements. I don't believe there were any other questions in chat other than some people can't access the Google sign-in if their work doesn't
Oh,
allow them to do that. And if that's the case, no worries. Just put your name, email, and organization in the chat. And we'll be sure to add you later. So that way, when we do send out the slides, the recording, or any FAQs, we can make sure that you receive those directly. They will certainly be put on our website as well. So I think we will open it up now to see if anyone would like to come off mute and has any questions. We also encourage you to check out all the attachments that are part of the RFP that are on the website. And we did put that link in the chat as well.
so I noticed that it said that incentives that are not provided by other, or sorry, supplies not provided by another resource in the community. So does that include diapers?
That is correct that you sh MCBE guidance is that you should be utilizing community resources first and foremost, one, to encourage partnership in your community, and two, as a budgetary tool, that you're utilizing other things that are available first. And then if those aren't available or the amount is not available in your community, then you can budget for that accordingly. But they do want you to check out your community resources first. Looks like an additional question. If they needed to stay a certain status or not, or if that was just at enrollment. So, correct, that was at enrollment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for clarifying the enrollment questions on the priority.
Thank you, Mike. We are very excited about this opportunity. It is the goal of CTF to continue to expand MCBE in all eligible counties within Missouri. And so each year we'll continue to take steps to do so.
And I know Amy already said this, but I do encourage you, if there's questions that pop up after you get off this call, please email us both, and we will be sure to also include those within the FAQ that we send out following this. Just so if you have the question, someone else likely does as well. So it'll help everyone.
Don't see any additional questions at this time.
Was just looking through myself.
We certainly are very appreciative of the time that you've taken today to be on this call and learn more about this opportunity. It's a great opportunity for the state of Missouri, and we look forward to MCBE continuing to expand. Again, we will post this link of slides and the recording on our website and send it directly to you, along with any FAQs. And as Liz just said, definitely reach out to us with any specific questions.
Thank you, Summer. It looks like I am gifting you guys back 30 minutes in your day. So
We hope you all
thank
have
you,
a
everyone,
wonderful
for
day. Thank
joining.
you for your teamwork and collaboration.
Yes.